Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Nun Gimel. We're looking at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Nun Beit Amud Beit. So now another one of the Tikkun Olams, is the din of Hezek Sheino Nikar. So somebody damages his friend by causing the type of damage that cannot be detected. So let's say the guy has truma and he's metami the truma, or the guy has chulin and he puts a little bit of truma, mixes with it, makes it usur for anyone but kohanim, and that of course makes the price a lot cheaper because now the only people who are going to buy it are kohanim, and he's menasech, so he puts his hand into the guy's wine and he is menasech it. Perhaps. We'll see what the case is in the Gemara. So if he does these kind of things, which is Hezek Sheino Nikar, it's undetectable. If he does it b'shogeg, he's potter. And if he does it b'mezid, he's chayev. Now, which one is the Tikkun Olam isn't clear. Is it the fact that the shogeg is potter? Is it the fact that the mezid is chayev? So first, let's discuss what we mean by the case of menasech. Itmar. Minasech, says Rav, means exactly what it says. The guy poured out this person's wine in front of Avodah Zarah. Shmuel says, no. It means he had wine that was usur, had been used for Avodah Zarah, and he mixed it together with the guy's wine. And of course, now the whole thing becomes usur b'ano. So Shmuel, how come he didn't want to say the pashtus that it means menasech? Because he says, what do you mean? A menasech is chayev misa, right? So what are you telling me that b'mezit chayev? It's come like b'derabimine. So therefore, it's impossible to say it's talking about his actually having done an aveda for avedas kechovim. It must be that there was wine there and he mixed it with kosher wine. And how does Rav get away with saying indeed that it's talking about a menasech mamish and he has to pay? What happened to Kamlai ben Rabbi Minei? No, he is going. No. He is going like Reb Yirmiyah. I don't need those filthy fingerprints. The Omer, okay. The Omer Reb Yirmiyah Misha'at Hagba'ah Hudakana. He was chayev the moment that he picks it up because that he becomes a goslin. So he's picking it up in order to be menasech. But at that point, he was chayev mitam momay, that if anything would happen to it, he has to return. Mitchayev ben afsholo aviyat shat nisoch. And he's only chayev the misa when he does the actual avera.
Can that really be broken into two actions? But one move,
there really two actions. Yeah, but Tosus learns that that's exactly the machlokas over here. The Rav holds it. It's two actions, like Reb Yirmiyah and Shmuel holds that in any action where one is litzerich, the other is considered to be part of the ma'aser tzibachayev. There are other approaches as well, but that's one approach. Yes, the Gemara, if you're telling me that it's menasech like Rav, so what did he have against? Why did he have to get it to make it work out dafka this way? Couldn't he have said that it's referring to the same case that Shmuel said, where he's ma'ariv? And b'chlal, in general, we try to avoid cases where people are being over on these type of isurim. So why did he say that the case was that it was menasech mamish? Because Rav says, Amar lecha, a ma'ariv is already mentioned in the Mishnah. The fact that by causing damage through mixing isur into heter, that the chachomim were mechayev you, it says medamea. So midameh is a case of mixing. You're mixing truma into chulin. What's not gemina if you mix truma into chulin, or you're mixing avodah zarah into something kosher? Same case. Ve'idach, the Shmuel says, that's not a taina, because since this whole halacha of hezek sheino nikar is chayiv b'tashlumim mitam knas, you never can learn out one knas from another knas. Knas lo yafin, and as we know, now, halacha is that a knas takes into consideration many different issues, and because of that, it's impossible to say, well, if the Mishnah already said b'dameya, so I already know menasech, that's not true.
Yeah.
He holds that it's one knas.
No, I'm asking if, since he now taught knas that Don't say Kippurim and Rabbi Meir, and we will hold you responsible for missing Isser into Heter. So what do we need to demand for? Just in Manasseh.
I know what you're talking about. Manasseh, he makes the whole thing Isser. Well, I don't understand it. Was Shmuel who said Ma'ariv? What's the matter? What's going on? You're talking too fast without thinking.
No, according to Rav, who says it means Manasseh, and now I know that if you don't think of Kimlin Rabbi, now it's he mixed it done.
No, Barnea, please, Barnea. Barnea, you're not talking sense. You lost track of the Gemara. Go over the Gemara before you ask.
Okay.
Hey, what about, says the Gemara, if you hold it, you can learn out this Knas from Knas, like Rav. So then if that's the case, you're going to have to explain every case separately. Because if Rav is avoiding saying Ma'ariv, then he obviously held you can learn out one Ma'ariv from the other Ma'ariv. So then why not learn out the whole thing? All Hezek, Shen, and Iker, you know, should be Yichayev, and that's it. What do I need? Three examples? Tell me one case of Hezek, Shen, and Iker. So call Hani Lomali. I do need it, because Itana Metame had the time. Let's take the cases first as they come. Okay, we start off with Metame. So first thing, ask yourself, what kind of Metame? Are we talking about Truma? So if he's being Metame Truma, maybe the reason that the Rabbanon were Kones is because he's being mafsid something totally. Because you won't be able to eat it at all. And even if it's talking about chulin, and it's someone who's makbid on eating chulin, maybe the reason that the Tana was Kenesim is because he was over an Isser. And the Isser is that it's Osir Ligrom Tuma. Uh-oh. Are you guys there? Hello?
We already faded out.
Okay.
The sound faded and then the picture faded. The picture is now back. Left again.
Okay, fine.
You're back.
Yeah, but you're not. So if you don't mind, if you could click, I'd be able to see you. Click on the camera. So then I would say... Okay.
I see.
So that's because also ligrom tumah l'chulin sheberetz Yisrael. Mashen kein midameya, where you're not being mafsid legamre. All you have to do is you have to sell it to Kohanim, right? So maybe over there, the Chachamim weren't Kohanis you. And on the other hand, if the Tana would have said only the case of Midameya, I would have said, you know what? Midameya is something that happens often. People have a little bit of Truma. They pour it in without thinking. But Tuma, people are careful about. So Midame is not so Shriach. It could be that we only make a knas on something that is shriach. Therefore, emalo, maybe the chachamim weren't kohanim. So I need the case also of mitame. And even if I had both cases, mitame and mitameya, I might have made the mistake of thinking, says Rav Shmuel thought, that you would be potter because of kim leben rabamine. Mashen kein, menasech. So therefore, menasech, which has a kim leben rabamine, maybe there's no tashlumin. So the Tana had to tell me that no, there's no tour of Kim Leber Rabbi Mine Gufa because of the din of Reb Yirmiyah, like I explained. Get a Reb Yirmiyah. Ask the Gemara, this is only if you read the Mishnah the way we read it in this order. But let's say if you go like the way the Bright of Avud or Bavin is, that actually it was a historical development and that Rishonah originally the knas was only on a mitameh and a menaseh, and not on a midameh. And then only after some time, they were mitakein also that even a midameh would be chayev b'mezid. So now, if we read menaseh chayev up front, and that's even though there was a kim leben rabbi mineh issue, so then what would be, why wouldn't we have known midameh? And again, we already know the answer to that, right? Because we basically hinted at it before. Tzricha. Because we'd go in this direction. I would say the reason you're chayev over there is because there's no kim lebit rabbi mine. But by menatzech, there's a kim lebit rabbi mine, maybe we weren't chayev. And if we had known on the case of menatzech, that's because a menatzech is mafsit totally. But in mitameh, where you're not mafsid totally, because that osur ba'anah, so if it's oil, you could burn it. You know, many types of peirot, you'd be able to also burn According to some, you can leave it for animals to eat. So over there, aim alone, maybe there's an okanas. And if I would have known both, I would say, these two cases are different than midameha, because in these two cases, you're causing an immense loss. Masha'inkena midameha, what are you doing? You're limiting the market. What you're saying is only Kohanim can buy this. So up until now, there was more market value because you had more competition among buyers. Now you have less competition, so the price falls. But that is not considered to be such a major issue that we should make a knas. Maybe you would think. Therefore, Kamash Malone, when they added that even a midameha, is to tell me that they made a knas even on Efsit Muad. And therefore, tzricha. Now, there are two completely different ways of understanding the Tikkun Olam issue over here. And those two completely different ways are a function of understanding what the Iker Din would be about Hezek Shen on Iker. And that is a machlokas. So Chizkiya says you should know that midyoraita, there shouldn't be a difference between Shogig and Mason. You'd be chayev. Why? Because I hold that the Hezek Sheino Nikar Midyoraita is Shmei Hezek. So what's the Tikkun Olam over here? The Tikkun Olam is to say that the Shogeg is Potter. Ma Tam Omru B'Shogeg Potter. Why is this different than any other type of Hezek that we should Potter you B'Shogeg? Because all of these things involve Yisurim. And if you're going to have to pay, then you're not going to tell the guy. So you went ahead and you were mitame his truma. Oh my God, you know, I'm just not going to tell him. I can't afford to pay for all of this. So the Chachomim said, okay, you know what? If you did a b'shogeg, so then you can actually tell him and not be chayev. Says Gemara, if that's the case, what about the mezid also? Don't we want the guy to tell him? Says the Gemara, I understand. If the guy's doing it b'mezid, the whole point is he's going to tell him. Revenge is sweet. So I'm going to do something and not even tell him? I mean, there's no fun in that at all. So obviously, in terms of the mezid, actually, Azuki Kamechamin, his whole point is to make him miserable. He wants to be mazik, but he's not going to tell him. That's silly. Whereas Reb Yochanan says just the opposite. Actually, midyoraita echad shogeg vechad mezid would be potter. My time, because midyoraita hezek shein nikar is lav shmei hezek. So what's the tikkun olam over here? That the chachomim said that the mezid you're chayev. Matam shelo yei kol echad v'yechad olecho b'tam itarot av shokhefeiro v'omer paturani. We won't want everybody going around and doing these kind of things. And saying, okay, you know, I'm potter, so what's the problem? Let him suffer. It's not. Now, the Mishnah says, a kohanim shepiglu b'migdash. Now, obviously, if a kohen is befagel, somebody's korban. So he's doing one of the arba avodas, and he has in mind either to bring it, shelo bizmano, shelo bimekomo, or to eat it, shelo bizmano, shelo bimekomo. So he parcels it totally. And the korban is useless, and the guy's going to have to buy a new korban. So over there, the halacha is, it says in the Mishnah, that if they were mezidim, they know that they're passing the guy's carbon with this, then chayavim, they have to pay the guy for the carbon. V'toni Allah, mipnei tikkun olam. Now it says over there, in a braisa, that when the Mishnah says mezidim chayavim, it's a tikkun olam. So what do you mean tikkun olam? That means that obviously, Hezek She'eno Nikar is potter, but they made a tikkun olam that you should be chayev. So the problem is, if you're trying to tell me that me ikar adin, like Chizkiya says, that echad zeh v'echad zeh, Hezek She'eno Nikar would be chayev because it's Shmei Hezek, then the Mishnah is backwards. Because what would be the tikkun olam? The fact that we would tell them that b'shogeg you're potter. And therefore, the Kohen would be Modia, the guy, and say, listen, a terrible thing happened, and I made a mistake, and I was Mefago. So it should say just the opposite. Here, the Mishnah says they're Chayovim, and the Braita says they're Chayovim, Ibn Tikkun Olam. I'd explain that. It should have said Shogig in Apturim, Ibn Tikkun Olam, Miboile. So it turns out, apparently, that Chizkiya is wrong. And obviously, Hezek Shein HaNikar is not Shmei Hezek. No, says Chizkiya. I mean, it's not Shema Yisrael, right? So not so, says Chizkiyahu, Chinamika Omar. The fact is that that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Braita is saying, because the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Mezidim Chayavim. Okay, so obviously you're thinking to yourself, why only Mezidim Chayavim? Why not Shegek Chayav? Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So there was Shogeg in our Pturim, even though Ezek Shen HaNikar should be Chayav, because of the Tikkun Olam, that we want the Kohen to be Modiyah. That's how I read it. So in other words, the Braita was not referring to the words of the Mishnah. The Braita was referring to the implications of the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah saying only Mezidim HaChayavim? Because of the Tikkun Olam, to allow a Shogeg, a Kohen, who was Shogeg in his Pigel, to be Modiyah the Bailam, that they better bring a new Korban. Mativ Rabbi Elazar. We have a different case of Ezek Shen HaNikar. Somebody goes ahead and he does malacha b'mei chatat. And the din is that the water that you have with the paraduma to sprinkle becomes pasul if you do any malacha with it. Because this is lemishmeret, lemenida. It means it has to be meshumer specific for the purposes of using it as paraduma water. And if you use it for something else, you would pasul it. And if the guy goes ahead and he does malacha with a paras chatas, he actually takes the paraduma and hitches it up to a plow. And God help us, he took a $20 million para and he parceled it. But if you look at it, you don't see anything different. So it's a Hezek Shen HaNikar. So the din is, potter midine adam, v'chayav bine shamayim. Hezek Shen HaNikar Shmei Hezek. I understand. Why are you not Chayev? If you hold like Chizkiyah that you should be Chayev and Hezek Shen HaNikar, so then why aren't you Chayev straight out? But Dinei Adam Nami LaChayev. What kind of business is this? That what only in Dinei Shamayim you're Chayev. Hu motiv lav hu mefarek la. Rabbi Elazar himself, who was the one who asked the Kasha, he explains the answer. And he says that this Braita is not talking about that he did malacha mamish with the water or with the paradum over there. Ein achinami, says Chizkiyah. Obviously, he would be chayiv miniuraita. But the case over here was that all he did is he took the paraduma and he put it into its corral. So he's hichnisa l'rivka. He put it into its corral in order that it should be able to be yonek from its mommy. So a menacha tinak. And meanwhile, you know, while it's walking around there, it will, of course, do disha, because that's what they used to do. They used to take the grain, put it in the corral, and the animals, while they were walking back and forth, minding their own business, lamaisa would be pounding on the grain, and that way they saved an awful lot of work. So since
they're not concerned that the cow is going to eat the grain, it's not something edible for the cow. It's in the stalks. If it's tigosh meat, it's the log's custody. Kernels are not separated. It's not in rust.
Yeah.
The cow likes
the dried, easy to chew grasses, not the tough raw chita.
Okay, and it's trying to pay.
So, in any event, you ask the farmer this. Don't ask me. It's not really part of our sugya, but that's the way that it was done. Okay, so in that case, the main point over here, he wasn't doing malacha. He was just trying to take care of it, that it should have milk. Meanwhile, it will be able to do the malacha. No. So there's no action. If there's no action, it's like a psul that's only done. See, the Kohen, when he passes, you're saying, but he also didn't do an action. But that's not true. Because it's through the action, let's say, of Zrika Sadam, or through Aloha Sadam, by doing that action with this makshava, he passes the carbon. So it's the Zrika that passes. By Shenken over here, it's just that you had in mind that while it's there, it will be doing. Okay, so that's not the same thing. The Mechatas. It's also not talking that you did malacha with the actual mayim. What you did is you put the water, so let's say you had an exact liter of water. So the exact liter obviously weighs a kilo. So you use this liter as a kilogram weight. So what you did is you put it on the other side of the scale. And now when things will be weighed, they'll be weighed kineged demayim. So lamaisa, this is like much more like stama groma. You didn't do the actual work. It's the fact that you, in knowledge of how much it weighs, are able to use it in that fashion. So therefore, it turns out that it's possible. If you had just left it there and you hadn't known how much water was there, so then it wouldn't have been anything. If people used the scale while this water is on it, what's the big deal? That's not the same thing as doing a maisa, a specific maisa, that will pasul. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. I thought Rava says that a mechatat that was used on a scale is actually kosher. So how could that be the case? That's not considered to be doing melacha at all. So what do you mean, chayev b'dinei shamayim? You shouldn't be chayev. You didn't do anything. No, you're right. The Braita that says that your chayev was not talking about that you put it on a scale. It was talking about that you used the water itself. And the case of Rava, who says the water is not nifsal, is talking about where you used it, kinegdam, like on the mishkal. What does it mean, use the water itself? It means that you have, Rashi says, you have a container that you have made, you put in, let's say, a certain known amount of water, and then you have, like they have in the IKEA pots, you know, on the side of the container, you have the 1 liter, 2 liter, 3 liters. Those are really nice pots, and they save you a lot of tirka if you're making pasta. Anyway, so what you do is you put the meat into the water, and then the water climbs up the pot to the level of the weight of the meat.
Displacement.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's the weight displaced. Yeah. So because of that, being as this pot is manufactured by Archimedes Limited, so the guy who obviously is a bucky in the obvious way of weighing things by floating them in water, so the butcher now knows how much it weighs. Perfect. So that's considered to be in the actual water itself. Rava was talking about Kinectan, was talking about that it was done only on a scale. Says the Gemara, but then we're back to the original question. You were trying to explain to me why it is that you would be potter. So you told me that the para itself is talking about that I had it going in to nurse. And the case of the water is that I had it on a mishkal. And now you're changing your mind. You're saying the case of the water where you'd be chayiv is talking about where you actually used the body of the water to do the mishkal. So now we're back where we started from. So if we're talking about begufan, so then maisa kavipu, then you are doing a maisa directly with the water. It's not just that because I know how much it weighs, that therefore it became a scale. He has a chain of nikah shmei hezek. You should be chayev also b'dini adam. So that was my kasha in the first place. Oy, yeah, I forgot that. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's try this from the top. I have another terence. Yeah, la'idi v'idi, both cases. Rava's case, where he says the mayim is kosher, and the case of the Braita that says that you're chayev b'dini shamayim, are actually talking about b'kenegdan. It was done by making it useful as a scale weight. And nonetheless, it's not a kasha. Why? Because the Braita that says that the mayim is possible, the reason the mayim becomes possible in using it kinegdan, is not because of the malacha, it's because of hesach hadat. So since it's mishmeret l'meinida, the din of the mishmeret means that the moment that you stop viewing it as meinida for purposes of taira, and instead it becomes in your mind a weight on a scale, that's the psul, not the weighing. The making it a weight, and now it's out of your mind is the mechatat. So over there you're a misyirdat, and therefore, indeed, the halacha is that it becomes nifsa. But it can't be mechayiv and tashlumin, because it's no maisa. Mashenk in Rava's case, where it says it's not even possible just because you weigh it against it by using it on a scale, that's true. But that's only the law asich daite. So there it's talking about that he did not have in mind something else. He just concentrated on it the whole time, that it would be even while it's on the scale. It's, oh, that's my mechatat. What the Rav Papa? Now, we have a fascinating alternative as to where to derive the halacha. Because Lamaisa, the din of Ezek Shein HaNikar that we see here, the Bachlokas of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, would have other very important implications. And that would be, if you're telling me that Ezek Shein HaNikar is not considered to be an actuality that the halacha will consider, Mikra Din, only Mishum Tikkun Olam, then that would mean in a case where somebody stole something and it became absolutely worthless because of something that's not nicker in it, I would still be able to say, HaReisho Chalefanecha, because nothing has changed, because the halacha does not take into consideration any immeasurable qualities. And if you hold like Chizkiah, that indeed Hezek Shein HaNikar Yishmei Hezek, then you would never be able to say HaReisho Chalefanecha. And what's interesting is that we have, as Rav Papa points out, we have the halacha that if a ganav went ahead, it was gozo madbeya, so he steals coins. Meanwhile, these coins are no longer acceptable in the market, so they became pusel. Or you stole truma, and the truma became tummy. Or you stole chametz, and now it's chametz shavar of a Pesach. And now you want to be mekayim, the chiyuv of hashavas hagneva or gzela, and that you shouldn't have to pay. You could do that. You can say, HaReisho Chalefanecha. Here is the thing I stole from you. And if the guy says, but it isn't worth anything, he said, well, show me. What do you mean it isn't worth anything? It looks exactly the same. Smells exactly the same. It tastes like chicken. Why isn't it as good as chicken? So if he amet ezek she'enu nikar shmei ezek, but if you're going to tell me like Chizkiah, I don't understand. The guy is a gazan, he's mechuyev min yoraisa to pay. Mamona ma'aliyah bo yishalume. He has got to pay the value of this stuff. And you're telling me that he could say HaReisho Chalefanecha of something which you're saying the halacha considers to be valueless and is huzak to yufta. This is indeed very problematic for Chizkiah. Now the truth is, as Tosis points out, we really didn't need to say to yufta, because we're going to come out in a moment that it's a machlokas tanoim. So all we really needed to say is hu diomar ki haitana. But since anyway the halacha is not like Chizkiah says Tosfos, so the Gemara wanted to leave it as a tiyufta in order to bring out the fact that that's the halacha and that Ezek Shein HaNikar is lav shmei Ezek.
It's the impression of the knockout. It's not a knockout. It's the impression.
Right. Lema. Yeah. Very good. Rocky would be proud. No, he wouldn't. Rocky doesn't like TKOs. He wants the real thing. He'll keep fighting, you know. Lema ketanoi. Is indeed the machlokas for Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan l'gabei Ezek Shein HaNikar machlokas tanoi? Where do we find it? Hamitamei, hamidamei, v'aminasech. Mamish, our case, right? Echad shogeg ve'echad meizit chayav. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Meir is saying that there's no tikkun olam and you're chayav across the board. Apparently holding that Ezek Shein HaNikar shmei Ezek, and they never popped at the shogeg. Reb Yehuda, amen? Reb Yehuda says, no, b'shogeg your potter, b'mezid your chayiv, like our Mishnah. Aha. So apparently that's the machlokas. My labaka miflege. Rabbi Meir, who says your chayiv across the board, is because he holds of Chizkiah that Ezek Shein HaNikar shmei Ezek, and memela your chayiv, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, what's nafkamina? It's the same as all Ezek. And he doesn't hold of the Tikkun Olam, but maybe it's before the Tikkun Olam. Mar Shavuot's Reb Yehuda says your potter b'shogeg. He holds that actually mi'ikra din your potter b'shogeg because it's lav shmei Ezek, and the only reason your chayav b'mezid was it because of a knas that the chachamim recognize you for doing something so rotten to somebody else. Says Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, not necessarily, because it could be that Kulei Alma, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree with Rabbi Yochanan, and that Ezek Shein HaNikar is lav shmei Ezek. So what would be the machlokas? Why would Rabbi Meir say that even a shogeg is chayev if miyikra din, even a mezid should be putter, because Rabbi Meir holds katzin and shogeg are to mezid. In other words, we cannot make a knas only on the mezid and still be mekayim the impact of the knas. And don't forget, especially over here, although we're not taking this necessarily under consideration, but especially over here, we have the additional problem, which we haven't discussed, and which the various Rishonim explain in different ways. If that's the issue, why are we not chayish that a guy who wants to hurt someone else will damage and then claim it was an accident? So what good does it do to be machayev the mesid if we're allowing him to get off by claiming he's a shogeg? I mean, that bechlal is a problem. So Rabbi Meir holds we have to be kinyan shogeg atu mezid. And that's Rabbi Yehuda holds we're not kinyan shogeg atu mezid, which is a machlokas we know we have seen in many places. Asks the Gemara, that's exactly the problem. We're well familiar with this machlokas about kinyan shogeg atu mezid, and it happens to be that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold exactly the opposite in that sugya than they hold over here, as I'll prove to you. Rami to Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Meir, Rami to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. Let me show you a stira in the two approaches. Because over here you're claiming that Rabbi Meir holds katzin and shogeg atu mezid, and yet legabi a case where somebody cooks on Shabbat. Over there, if he does it by accident, Rabbi Meir says, we're not katzin and shogeg atu mezid. And Dafka Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds, we are katzin and shogeg atu mezid. So how do you explain that? D'tanya ha-mevashel b'Shabbat. Somebody cooked something on Shabbos, if it was done b'shogeg, yochal, even he himself is allowed to eat it. B'mezid lo yochal, he cannot eat it ever. Others can, but he, the person did the issue, can't eat it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, amen? If he's mevashel b'shogeg, he can eat it, but he can't eat it on Shabbos gufa, because we don't want him to be nene from the Meisah Shabbos, but he can eat it Mitzray Shabbos, b'chpei shiaseh. So the amount of time it would have taken him to prepare this food after Shabbos, at that point, he's not being nene from the Meisah Shabbos, because he could have had it already anyway. Fine. But if he did it b'mezid, then lo yochal ever, olamit. So there we are, gozer, that he's not never allowed to be nene from it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar Omer b'shogeg ye'achel l'motzei Shabbat l'achirim v'lo lo. On Motzei Shabbos, others who didn't do the Yisr and who, if they wait b'chtei shi'asa, will also not be nene from Meisa Shabbos, so they can eat it. But b'mezid, nobody can eat it. Lo ye'achel l'amit lo lo v'lo l'achirim, because it becomes Meisa Shabbos, which are usher to eat. Fine. But anyway, we see that Rabbi Meir here is not kinei shogeg atu mezid. And he says if the guy did it b'shogeg, he can eat it right away. And Rabbi Yehuda is kinei shogeg atu mezid. So if that's the case, how do you explain the fact that by Hezek Shein HaNikra, you said exactly the opposite? That Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says we're not kinei by Hezek Shein HaNikra. Answers the Gemara, I can explain this to you. Rabbi Meir, other Rabbi Meir, Lokasha. It's not a steer in Rabbi Meir. Why? Because where is Rabbi Meir kinyan shogeg atu mezid? That's dafka in the cases in our Mishnah. So we're talking about in a derabbanan where we had the case of mitamei, midameya. So over there, he didn't do an issur d'oraita. So since he only did an issur derabbanan, we have to be machmer on him. Because oftentimes, people are mekel when it comes to Yisroel Derabbanan. And therefore, we need to be mechazek divrei seferim. And with the mele, he felt that we have to make it usher ben b'shogeg ben meir. There's a knas to pay ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid. But in a case where we're talking about an issur d'oraita, I mean, what are we afraid of? A mevashel b'shabbos of what? That if we're going to be mekel on him, if he did it b'shogeg, he's going to come to do it b'mezid. Ah. Over there, you know, people aren't careful about Meisah Shabbos. Over there, he doesn't kind of shogeg atu mezid. Wait a minute. How about the case of Menasech? The case of Menasseh is a diuraita, isn't it? He's being Oved Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Meir, nonetheless, said that case also, that a Menasseh also Jechayev, Bein B'shogeg Bein B'mezid. Says the Gemara, yeah, it's true. But the reason that over there we made the Knas, even though it's a diuraita, is because in general, anything that has to do with Avodas Kechavim, we are so marking for people from. They don't come even near it. So Mamele, in that case, because of the Chumrah of Avodas Kechavim, we're kenes even on a diuraita, just to make people more aware of how far away they have to keep from Avodas Zarah. And Rabbi Yehuda is also Lokasha. Where does it, but he's a mirror image of Rabbi Meir. Because where does Rabbi Yehuda hold that we're not kenes shogegot u'mezid? Where it's an issur d'rabbanan. So over there, we're not so machmer. But in a diuraita, over there, we're more machmer on him, obviously, as we often do on diuraita. So the Rebbe Yehuda says, we're kind of shogeg got to maze it. And on Rebbe Yehuda also, we have the same kasha. What about the case of Menasseh? And a Menasseh is a diuraita. And nonetheless, Rebbe Yehuda did not say that he's going to be kind of shogeg got to maze it on the diuraita. Why is that? No, that's because we don't need to. You don't need to teach people how distant they have to stay from Avodah Zarah. People grow up, and this is something that is in their blood. They are disgusted by Avodah Zarah, and they keep their distance from Avodah Zarah. There's no point in such a case of being seen on Shergi Gautamezid. Anyway, well, wait a minute. But there's a contradiction in the diuraita itself in Rabbi Meir. Rami to Rabbi Meir, even in a case of diuraita. Because it says in a case of somebody who plants a tree on Shabbos, is that a diuraita? Obviously. So if he's noteya b'shabbat b'shogeg, the deal is that he's allowed to keep that tree. He doesn't have to uproot the tree. And we're not kenes him, as long as it's b'shogeg, yikayim. But if he planted the tree b'mezid on Shabbos, then Yaakor, he has to get rid of the tree. He has to uproot it and throw it out. But b'shviyis, if he planted, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid Yaakor. Div Rebbe Meir. See, Rebbe Meir says that he's going to be kenes. Shogeg got to mezid, and here he says he's not going to be kenes. Shogeg got to mezid. Rabbi Yehuda, Yemer. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Shemitah, b'shogeg yikayim b'mezid ya'akor. And by Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid ya'akor. So now they seem to have contradicted themselves. Says, well, what do you mean contradicted themselves? For God's sake! I mean, the whole point of this braita is that they're presenting themselves this contradiction. Right? What are you asking? I mean, Vila Taimir, you could say the bright itself is a stira. I mean, obviously, that's the point of the bright, is to say that there's a difference between Shemitah and Shabbos, despite the fact that both are diuraita. Isn't that the whole point? Okay, so first try to understand the bright before being a smart aleck and asking from the bright on our case. Is that a rummy? So, why isn't the bright itself a problem to you? I mean, after all, Mirti, all the right. What's the difference between planting on Shabbat or planting on Shviyas? Ma'ishna Shabbat or Ma'ishna Shviyas? So why by Noteya B'Shabbos was Rabbi Meir not Mechayev the Shogeg to be Oker? And by Shviyas he was Mechayev the Shogeg to be Oker. So he's obviously trying to teach you something. Well, if you would just bother reading the rest of it, you would know the point of the Braita. It basically explains itself. Hatam kiddik tani taima. Read on. Amar Rabbi Meir, let me explain myself to you. Why is it that I say when it comes to the Yisur of Shabbos, I do not hold of katsir shogeg to mezid. Ubashviit bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yakor. So, what do you say? I'm thinking. Now, let me tell you what I'm thinking. Because the dating of Shemitah is very important to people. let's say the guy is going to be eating from this tree 3 years later, right? After Orla. Okay. So now people count from after Shemitah when he planted this tree. Now they see this guy who is eating it earlier, right? And he's eating it as if it were planted in Shemitah. And they realize, oh my God, the guy planted the tree during Shemitah. That's outrageous. So because of that, people will come to be mezalzel in the Tia and Shemitah. Therefore, I have to be machmir. But when it comes to Shabbat, what's going to come from it that people will know that I planted the tree on Shabbat? I mean, what is there to tell me, to tell anybody I planted the tree on Shabbat? Ein monim l'Shabbatot. Davar acher, and I have another explanation, says Rabbi Meir, for my differing the halacha between Shemitah and Shabbat, that in Shemitah I'm considered shegigat amazin, and in Shabbat I'm not. And what is that? That's the fact that Yisrael is nechshar al hashvias. People are not makpid enough on Shemitah. So memela, we have to be gezer, and even shegigat amazin, because I need to be mechazik Shemitah. I do not need to be mechazik Shabbos, that people are going to come, if I'm not kansin and shegiyot amazed, that they're going to come to plant chas for shalom on Shabbos. Who would do such a thing? So in the mail, I don't have to worry about that. By davar acher, why do you need to give a different explanation? What was wrong with the first explanation? Ah, okay, come on. Because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like this. You're thinking like this, that maybe you could even have a case of Shabbos where you would also be. What do you think, Yaakov? Is that a good
Shabbos?
Shabbos. Wait a minute. Weren't you on the other side of the screen?
Wait a minute.
How did you get?
Who's that fellow over there?
That's Barnea.
Oh,
he's sitting next to you.
Where am I?
How the heck did you get here?
I don't know.
This is crazy.
I flew in.
Sir Richard, what's going on? Yeah. Why aren't you on this side?
There he is.
Oh my God!
Yeah, time and space.
If we put him back, we'll be medamea.
You have to answer one.
Very good. So I say every once in a while, I look out my window and I see Yaakov flying by. I pick up, open it up, and just drag it.
It opens up, I fly right in.
Amazing. All right.
Come on over.
Okay, so the point is, says Rabbi Meir, that you can easily conceive of a case where people will be mona l'Shabbat. I mean, it's not a typical case, but it's a possible case. Let's imagine the following scenario. A guy plants a tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, right? Now, if he plants 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that year counts as year one. Unfortunately, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah that year was Shabbos, right? The 30th day before Rosh Hashanah was a Shabbos. And his neighbors know there was no tree there before Shabbos. And 3 years, 2 years later, after the 30 days pass, they see him eating this tree, you know, and Richie, who always remembers every last detail, says to himself, wait a minute, this guy is counting 3 years? Hey, buddy, he says to his neighbor who's been taking him to court every other year, hey, buddy, how come you're eating your tree if it's Orla? Oh, it's not Orla, you Amaretz, says his good friend, the neighbor. You don't know that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah counts as a whole year. Richie, who is instantly a walking computer, sees in his calendar, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Oh my God, the guy must have planted it on Shabbos. So it would turn out that Yisrael are monim l'Shabbatot.
I knew he was a seedy character.
So because of that, Zimnan, Shabbos Nami, it's possible, Zimnan de Mikla Yom Shloshim, before Rosh Hashanah on a Shabbos, and Inata Uyuma, It would only be if he planted on that day that the year would count. Who this Akaleshata? But if he had planted on Sunday, it would have been too late, and then he would have had to keep another year for Orla. And you're wondering, how come this guy doesn't have to keep another year for Orla? So Memela, he would know. I better give you another reason in case you want to be, you know, really pedantic about this, and that should count also as Yisrael Monim LeShabbat. Tashma Tovar Acher Nechshadu Yisrael Al HaShvi'it V'lo Nechshadu Al HaShabbatot. And how about Rabbi Yehuda? How is it that Rabbi Yehuda by Shabbos was kind of shogigot to Mezid, and by Shvi'is wasn't? I mean, isn't Shvi'is actually more kal? So the Rebbe Yehuda and the Rebbe Yehuda lo kasha. Why? Because amazingly, in Rebbe Yehuda's area, Batra de Rebbe Yehuda, people were very machmir on Shvias. And now tell you Maisa. Ahu de Amalei Lechavre. Somebody wanted to insult a erstwhile friend. So the worst insult he could think of is, you are a dayar ben dayarta. You're a ger born of a Goya, you know, you hang around as if you're a real Jew. The other guy says to him, that may be, but man, I ain't a pig like you. Ana lo akli per de shviyas kavasech. You'll never find me being an idiot like you are, eating peres de shviyas. Ochle achbar, disgusting. So you see that people took shviyas very seriously. And Mamela, he didn't feel that he needed to be Kedesh HaGegah to Mezid. Hamitameva midameava menasech b'shogeg patur b'mezid chayev itman. Menasech, what does it mean? Rav amr menasech b'mash, b'shmul amr me'arev. Mandi amr me'arev, my temel amr menasech amr l'chav. What do you mean? Menasech, you can't be m'chayev, it's komalei b'da rabbi minei. V'idach Rabbi Yirmiyah, diyam Rabbi Yirmiyah. Since b'sha'at hagba'a hudekona, and mitchayeh ben avshalo avi atshat nisuch, there's no come lebin rabbi minei. Well, man, the army menaseich, why doesn't he take the easy way out and say it's talking about ma'arev? Army lacha, what do you mean? Ma'arev is just repeating the case of midameah. And Shmuel says, v'idach, you can't learn one from the other. It's knasa. Ami knasa lo yalfinan. Well, man, the yolif knasa mi knasa. So according to Rav, why do I need three cases? I could learn out any from any other, no? So kalani lamali tzricha. Because itana mitamei, I would have said, okay, what's the case? Mitamei was of shuma, so maybe it's mishum de kamafsi de legamri. If the case of mitamei is mishum chulin, it's because he was also over on an iser. Asr grom tuma lechulin shberetz Yisrael. Mashenke midameya, maybe not. Viashmina midameya, I would have said midameya. That happens all the time. People mix things. Ava mitamei de lo shliachim alo. Viashmina, both cases, mitameu midameya. I'd say, well, there's no problem. Kim le b'rabine. But menaseich, I might think like Shmuel, that there is kimlei b'derabim, so maybe indeed there would be no din of ezek shen anikar emalo kamash malon k'rabi Yirmiya. And what about the way that the bright of Avud or Abavin presents it, namely that Berishona hayomrim hamitamei v'aminaseich? First, it was only two cases. Then they added chazul amarafa midameya. So how do you explain it in that order? Kolani lomali tzricha. You're only limiting the market to Kohanim. Well, over there it's hafsid muat, se'imolo tzricha. Omar Chizkiya Dvar Torah Echad Shogeg Vechad Mezid Chayav. My time Ezek Shen Nikar actually is Mikra Den Shmei Ezek. Why did they make a Tikkun Ha'ilam to say B'Shogeg is Potter? Kedesh Yodiyo, that he shouldn't be Nichshal in eating Truma or in eating Yisrano? Iyoki Afil B'Mezid Nami. I don't need to make it B'Mezid. The whole point is he's going to tell him, no? I mean, Ashla Zuki come a copy. If he doesn't tell him, he's not being mazikim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, would be potter. Why? Because hezek shen nikra is not shmei hezek. And why did the Mishnah say chayav? Shelo yekol echad v'yachad alechem etameta arotav shechaveiro v'yomer paturani. It's not. Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash mezidim chayavim. V'tani alam mipnei tikkun olam. So you see, the chiyav is the tikkun olam. Because an e-amret that actually mi'ikarat din your hezek shen nikra ishmei hezek. Why is it tikkun olam? The Mishnah sort of should show you get up at Turim, and on that the Braitzer would say, "Mibdei tikkun olam iboiling." That's what it means. Mezidim chayavim. Okay, what does that tell you? That chugging in paturim comes along the bright to explain why would chugging in paturim mibdei tikkun olam. Matif Rebbe Lazaro simela chabem echatatu beparat chatat patur medini adam v'chayav medina shemayim v'yam et hezek shena nikr shmei hezek. Why aren't you chayav medini adam namin l'chayav? Hu motiv la hu mefarek la. Maybe it's talking about the kind of thing that isn't a direct hezek. Like parah, it's talking about shichnisa l'rifka amrat shetinak, and meanwhile she'll be dash. Or the mechatat with yishaka ben mishkalot. What? But that wouldn't passel. Didn't Rava say, Vama Rava Mechatat that was used, Shishaka Ben Mishkalot, doesn't even become passel. It's kosher. Lokash, it depends how you weigh. Habegufan, Habekinegdan. But wait a minute. If you're telling me begufan, then you did know Amaisa. You did Amaisa. Then we're back to Arkasha. That if Ezek Sheinanik is Shmei Ezek, why aren't you Chayab Dini Adam Nami L'chayab? Ella, you're right. Ede Vidi has got to be talking about Pekishkeneg Dan. And the psul was not because of the weighing, as Rava pointed out. So what was it? Lokasha. Hoda asachdaite vadalo asachdaite. Mati Rav Papa. Gazal Madbeya. And then that Madbeya was Nifsa. Gazal Truma. And the Truma was Nitmet. Gazal Chometz. And Ovalava Petzach. He could still return it and tell him Aresha Chalafanech. Then that means Midiraita, this thing is valueless in terms of the way we estimate it by halacha. So then if he's a godson, doesn't he have to return Mamunam Alya by Shalume to Yufta? So this seems to blow his skill away. Now, it sure seems like my love of the Miflege. Mar Sovar Hezek Shein Anika Shmei Hezek, like Chizkia, therefore you chayev, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezit. And Mar Sovar Lam Shmei Hezek, and Mimeli only chayev, when they made the knas. Omrim Nachman Yitzchak, not necessarily. What if Kulei Alma hold Ezek Shein Anikra Lav Shmei Ezek? And the reason that Rabbi Meir said him is Shogeg is Chayiv is not because he holds Shmei Ezek, it's because he holds Kansin and Shogeg got to Mezit. And that's the Machlokes. Ha'cha, Bekansu Shogeg got to Mezit Kamiflege. Mar Sava Kansu Shogeg got to Mezit, Umar Sava Lo Kansu Shogeg got to Mezit, says the Gemara. But if that's the case, then Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yud are reversing the shita that they have about Kansin and Shogeg got to Mezid by Shabbos. Rami de Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir, for Rami de Rabbi Yudah ad Rabbi Yudah, the Tanya. Hamevashel b'Shabbat b'Shogeg yachel b'Shabbat yochalamin ben b'Mezid lo yochal. Diver Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah amr b'Shogeg yochal b'Motzai Shabbat b'Mezid lo yochal alamin. Rabbi Yochanan asandlar omer b'Shogeg yachel b'Motzai Shabbat. That's only to others, but not to him. So isn't this Kasher Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir Kasher Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? Says Rabbi Meir lo Kasher, because maybe Rabbi Meir is only Kunis on the Drabonon, because you have to be Mechazik and Drabonon. But it, you're right, he's not Kansin and Shogeg got to Mezin. Aye, what about Menasech, which is Dioraita? Huh? And nonetheless, Rabbi Meir includes it as the same as Betami and Medamea, and he's Kunis. No, that's because Stam were always Machmer on Avodat Kochavim, some Emeli's Kunis like. The Rebbe Yehuda is also not a problem, but in the exact opposite way. Rebbe Yehuda holds that Rabbanan is not so chomer. So I'm not going to be kind of Shogeg got to Mezid. But a Dioraita, which is very chomer, I have to be kind of Shogeg got to Mezid. I will ask the same kasha, what do you do about Menasech, which is Dioraita? And nonetheless, Rebbe Yehuda includes it together with the Rabbanans, and he's not Kones. That's because in the mirror image of Rebbe Meir, he tines that just the opposite. Mishum chumra, davedes kerchavim, mivdo bedile minei. Now, don't we have another contradiction of Rebbe Meir to Rebbe Meir, even in the Dioraita? Tanya, hanotea b'shabbat, which is Dioraita, b'shogeg yekayim b'mezid yaker. And hanotea b'shvi'it, which is Dioraita, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yaker de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, b'shvi'it b'shogeg yekayim b'mezid yaker, u'b'shabbat bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yaker. So anyway, Rebbe Meir seems to have reversed himself here. Ah, come on. Well, the Taimich, the bright itself is showing the reversal. I mean, yes, it's a kasha. Tikshalacha yigufa. I mean, both cases are diraita. Whether it's Shabbat or Shvi'a, it's the same chumra. How diraita, how diraita. So how come in one we say katzina shergi got the maze, and the other we don't? So maishna Shabbat, maishna Shvi'a. So if you would just bother reading the rest of the Brayta, you would see the answer. Ela ha'atam kedetani taima, Amar Rebbe Meir. Mipnei ma'ani omer b'shabbat b'shogeg yekayem, and b'mezid yaker, and by shvi'is ha'machmer, to be considered shogeg at b'mezid, and bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yaker. That's because Yisrael are monim for shnos orla, from Mitzray Shvius. So I figured the guy planted the tree after Shvius. And the third year, indeed, is the third year. And then on the fourth year, he's allowed to eat it. But they're not Monim LeShabbatot. And in this case, if you'll allow him to be Mekayim, people will see it was planted on Shvius. Years later, they'll know it's planted on Shvius. And they'll come to be Mezalzon and Atiyah B'Shvius. And Dover Acher, Ner Shadu Yisrael Ala Shvius, Velo Ner Shadu Ala Shabbatot. But what makes you say you need a Dover Acher? What was wrong with the first approach? Hockey comma. Maybe you'll tie it to me that Shabbat Nami. I mean, it could come out that maybe if he planted Shloshim Yom before Rosh Hashanah. So Zin in the Mikla Yom Shloshim B'Shabbat, and if he plants on that day and only that day, who does Sakalei Shata? But if he would plant even a day later, it wouldn't be Sakalei Shata. And therefore, everyone will know he must have planted on Shabbat. So I'll give you another reason. Tashmah, davar acher. Ne'akshul Yisrael ala Shvi'it, v'lo ne'akshul ala Shabbatot. And by Rabbi Yehuda is a mirror image. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, dafka, chamir lo Shvi'is, and ibat Rabbi Yehuda chamir lo Shvi'is, because it was a maisa where a guy called somebody else a dayar ba dayarta, and the guy responds to him, nu. That's a problem. I'm not a slob like you. So you see how machmeh they were on Perashviz.